Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ho, ho, ho! And welcome to Toon Jam. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas is merry.
Merry Christmas. Yes, we are in the midst of our Christmassy festive season. And obviously, well, I mean, this is the week. In a few days, it will be Christmas. Ooh. Oh boy, another year, another Christmas, eh?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. So naturally, it means we are visiting another Christmas special. Today's being a claymation Christmas celebration. An interesting one, particularly if you are from the UK, because odds are you've never seen it. But something, maybe if you are one of our fans from the States, you'll be like, oh yeah, I know all about this one. Well, let me tell you all about it. Either way, this is Will Vinton's Claymation Christmas Celebration. It's an animated Christmas television special originally broadcast on the American CBS TV network on the 21st of December, 1987, which is pretty impressive because guess what the date is when this episode airs? You guessed it.
Christmas?
No. As in, this episode comes out on the 21st.
Oh.
So, I mean, obviously, it's a little bit before when we're recording it, but that is pretty coincidental.
So, this is...
It's like the episode's birthday.
On the very date?
Yeah.
That it came out?
That was... I mean, we could have pretended we did this on purpose, but...
Yeah, we could have.
We didn't. That is just pure coincidence. So
that makes it more of a Christmas miracle.
Oh my days! Merry birthday, Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, and a happy birthday to Claymation Christmas Celebration.
Mm.
Oh, unbelievable! So yeah, but that was in 1987.
Wow!
So
I was minus 1 year old.
Yeah. So what, this is 35 now, am I right?
Yeah.
Flipping heck, 35 years old. Well, wow. Yes, happy birthday. To go back into what it is about, Merry Christmas. The special featured stop-motion clay animation and was produced and directed by Will Vinton. The special debuted alongside A Garfield Christmas, and the two continued to be aired back to back in subsequent years. Obviously, we've watched that before.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, you can check all our older episodes out over on YouTube, aka YouTube, at Toon Jam Pod. But yes, Will Vinton, I don't know if you know much about Will Vinton. We have come across him before, believe it or not.
Oh, no, not consciously.
Obviously, this is, you know, got his name sort of plastered all over it. So I thought, well, a good time to talk about him. He actually has quite an extensive body of work, and I'm surprised that we've not really gone into him and his work before. He's done all sorts. So Obviously, clay animation was his bag mainly, but as time went on, he did CG animation as well as something called Foamation.
Oh.
Which is like stop motion but with foam figures. So, I mean, it started early on, and quite fittingly, a short called Dinosaur, with two characters, Rex and Herb, which can be seen in this as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Though this is the first time we see sort of any sort of character and voicing for them. But obviously you wanted to bring them back. But you may know his other works, such as the animation effects for Disney's Return to Oz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The animation effects again in the Speed Demon music video for Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Oh.
So you know the bit with the wolf and all
yeah.
that.
Like a rabbit yeah. as well or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So that was him. Oh, that's cool. There's also, he did a lot of commercials, most notably, obviously, the California Raisins, which again feature in this. The Domino's Pizza Noid, which is bigger in America, I imagine. We didn't get that advert over here. We didn't have Domino's then. And a pretty big one, the M&Ms.
Oh.
You know, red, yellow, blue, green, and crispy characters. So they were all him. And it goes on. There's all sorts and pretty impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, that's pretty much the big ones. Some big ones there.
Yeah,
like, when it comes to animation, then, he's around by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so there's many more. I'm not going to go through all of them, but he did move when he moved on to Foamation. This was the PJs, which we have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gary and Mike. So that kind of actually ended his career as well in a sense with this company. The two series were both cancelled, Gary and Mike, after only I think it was 12 episodes, 13 episodes, and then an unaired pilot for Slacker Cats meant that he lost control of the studio he found. After Knight became the majority shareholder. So this is Phil Knight became the majority shareholder. Wow. Vinter failed to garner funds for further feature productions in Los Angeles, eventually being dismissed from the studio. So quite a sad ending to Will,
yeah.
Will Vinter with this company. But this company, and this is, really is a fun fact, Will Vinton Studios was rebranded as Leica.
Oh.
Where premier stop-motion animated director Henry Selick joined the studio as supervising director in his stead. So they've made films like Coraline, Paranorman, Box Trolls, Kubo and the Two Strings, and Missing Link.
So that's his legacy, basically.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, and I'd say it's criminally unknown.
Yeah.
That's a real word.
That's upsetting that he's not there at this point when it's...
Yeah, well, it's I mean, it's upsetting. For those that don't know, unfortunately, he did pass away in 2018 after a 12-year battle with... It just says... multiple myeloma. So, yeah, the age of 70 passed away.
Ah, too young.
But he is this subject of the documentary film Clay Dream.
Oh.
So that was released in 2021. So if you want to know more about him, that will be the place to go.
Mm. Could be worth a watch, that one.
Yeah, definitely. He did also start his own company after this called Will Vinton's Free Will Entertainment.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, so obviously he created a musical titled The Kiss, which is an adaptation of The Frog Prince.
Oh.
And where's the? I can't find the other one. But he also did work. He did all sorts. It wasn't just animation and such with this company. He also produced. He worked on a graphic novel called Jack Hightower, produced in tandem with Dark Horse Comics. So there you go, and absolutely, you know, there's way more as well, way more stuff that he's done that you'll know of, but just impressive body. I just wanted to sort of mention him really, because
yeah,
obviously it's the thing, and what a career.
Definitely.
Like you say, a legacy. But yeah, so that's Will Vinton. And yeah, this is Will Vinton's Claymation Christmas Celebration. So it's essentially a Christmas celebration with two dinosaurs introducing songs, Christmas carols, you know, in a real 1987 fashion. So there you go, with great cameos from the California Raisins. So I mean, you could talk for ages about the California Raisins. They had what a career.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, I knew who they were, but I didn't really know much about them.
Probably the most famous raisins, I'd say.
Yeah.
Out of all the raisins, the California Raisins.
Yeah, because I mean, you could argue that Sun Maid.
Yeah.
She's quiet, but she's not a raisin.
No.
Whereas these guys
were raisins.
They absolutely were raisins.
So no one's competing with these guys.
Incredible.
Some of the best.
I read somewhere that they had to stop making the adverts and the advertising campaign simply because it was costing something like four times the amount to run the campaign as it was to actually make the raisins.
What?
It was something like that. I'm absolutely, I can't find where I read that, but so it might not be those exact numbers, but it was more, essentially. It was costing them more to run the adverts than it was to make the raisins. So they were like,
that's crazy,
this needs to end.
Wow.
I guess at that point the raisins are advertising the advert campaign.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Excellent. So there you go. Plenty of fun facts there. Claymation Christmas Celebration. I mean, I'm guessing not, but had you ever seen this before, or did you know about it?
No, never witnessed it. Never heard of its existence.
Completely fresh to the both of us. Yeah, I've never heard of it. Like I say, I've heard of the California Raisins, but probably just through reference.
Yeah.
More than anything, so there you go. What is the internet saying about these? Maybe people have seen it before and are reviewing it themselves. So let's head to our usual places and play Guess the Rating. So we have two ratings today: an IMDb rating and a user score on Rotten Tomatoes. So as always, I can say that it's got 100% as far as
critics
go.
They loved it.
There's no score on there, so we can just take a guess that it's 100%. So let's have a guess then. Let's play the game. So IMDb, we have 879 ratings. Not a lot for a 35-year-old property, however.
No.
There's a score. So what are you guessing?
I'm going to go 7.4.
7.4? Okay. That's a reasonable score there.
And
the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes?
82%.
82. Okay. So IMDb, you said 7.4.
Mm-hmm.
You are wrong.
Oh.
It's 8.1.
Wow, that's a lot higher. I thought I was high already. I thought I was like, maybe higher.
Yeah.
8.1. Wow.
So very, very impressive. And you said 82. 2 on Rotten Tomatoes, and I tell you it is 88.
Oh.
Very high.
Yeah. People loved this.
Yeah. So pretty incredible. Just to go to the IMDb ratings, I'm just looking at the breakdown. 40.5% of the voters voted 10 stars.
Wow.
That's 356 people. So, pretty high.
Big fans. Big fans.
And there you go. So, good ratings as far as the big two reviews are concerned. But what about Twitter? Is Twitter aware of it? Is it too old?
No, people remember it on Twitter. There's some fan art out there. There's people, you know, chatting about it. We've got people like Crucial Dude who say, "Does anyone remember the Claymation Christmas special with the California raisins?"
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
To which the answer is yes. Yes, they do.
But interesting, though, California raisins.
Yeah.
That's stealing the show.
Yeah. We have AFG Creations who says, "The most underrated hashtag Christmas special ever. Hashtag Claymation Christmas. Hashtag Claymation. Hashtag Wassail. Hashtag Animation. Hashtag Waffles."
That's, yeah, Wassail, isn't it? Wassail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I said Wassail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an ongoing joke.
Ongoing gag, yeah.
Yeah, so they keep saying waffle and all sorts of different words instead of wassail, and they're trying to figure out what that means. And it means it's sort of like good health to you, isn't it? Or something.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's what they said.
So, wassail Christmas.
Yes, wassail to you all.
Wassail to
all the wassailing.
That's it. Keep on wassailing. Yeah. So you bought very positive, classic Twitter quote, you know, most underrated ever, sorry.
Yeah, this is a new one that we've never had this particular format before. But this possible bot user, whose username is TM429318, says, "If your childhood included the long-forgotten Claymation Christmas celebration, then we can be friends."
Oh.
So that's like a very specific criteria for friendship there.
Yeah. that happens quite often, though. That's a Twitter special again.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
"Then we can be friends."
Mm.
That needs to be like a hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag then we can be friends. Yeah.
Wassel. If you Wassel, then we can be friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, it is a bit niche because I imagine you're going to struggle to make friends. Maybe not in America. I don't know. Maybe that's.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a cutoff there, age wise, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. But, you know, it depends how old the bot is.
Yeah. I'd guess 100101010101010. that's a very Twitter thing. And finally, on another very Twitter thing, Eric Leia says, "I see your Christmas movie discourse and raise you. Will Vinton's Claymation Christmas Celebration is the greatest holiday TV special of all time."
Classic Twitter. We had to have one.
Yeah.
But a big fan there. Definitely one of the 10 stars on IMDb, surely.
Yeah, gotta be. Gotta be. Went everywhere on the internet possible to make sure that got top votes.
But fair play. Also bigging up Will Vinton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a lot of time for anyone that bigs up Will Vinton now.
Much respect for the big Willie style.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, what a career. But it is. So that is a big fan there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess you could even say that Claymation itself is the big Willie style. Like when anyone says that, they're actually referring to Claymation as
big Vinton style.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Claymation, Fomation, you name it, it's all there.
Yeah, but yeah, and in the hearts and minds of Twitter as well, still kind of rolling about there.
Yeah, yeah, it still exists. That's what I wasn't sure if there'd be, you know, zilch.
Yeah, there's also an official Twitter account for Claymation Christmas. Well, I don't know how official it is, but they definitely post, you know, screenshots of it and quotes every Christmas, it seems. So yeah, still some big fans out there.
So if you are a big fan and you're not following that, you know where to go.
Yeah.
Totally like that. Okay, well, let's dig in. Obviously, it's an interesting one because it's more of it's like a song show, isn't it? A
music. Yeah.
So it's just loads of Christmas songs and hymns and such. Just a good bit of wassailing around the Christmas songs, with their brand of claymation.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's probably a few other kind of Christmas specials that kind of do this, isn't it, where they just kind of cut to somebody else singing a Christmas song.
Yeah.
And then that's just kind of loads of that.
I guess that's where it comes from, isn't it? Like, it's kind of just playing on that.
Mm.
It's definitely of its time.
Yeah, yeah.
But not necessarily in a bad way. But obviously now, the difficulty is that now, obviously, especially stop motion has come way more forward. Mm. And that's going to make, I think, if you were a young viewer maybe and you'd seen a lot of modern stop motion animation, you might be like, well, this is a bit still.
Looks a bit weird, yeah.
Yeah, but I think there's definitely a charm to that as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I must say I love the sort of art style of the characters.
Mm.
You know, those like weird, like overly wrinkled faces almost.
Yeah.
Just really the smiles. They've all got like so many cheek lines and. and big noses and just
very enhanced expressions.
Yeah. Very defined faces, haven't they?
Yeah.
Particularly the raisins, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the raisins were.
I mean, the raisins are the draw, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they were credited in the start, weren't they? The opening thing, like featuring the California raisins.
Which... it was like that. That's got to be pulling people in. But you can see why.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were that was I think the best segment.
Really?
I think so, yeah, the raisins. I don't know if it's just because they're raisins though.
Yeah. See, I disagree. I think some of the earlier segments were better.
Oh really? What was your top segment?
I think the Carol of the Bells one made me laugh quite a bit.
Oh yeah, to be fair, yeah. Yeah. That was really good. Just as soon as they rocked up as bells.
Yeah.
I think those were the better ones, though. I think because there's something fun about watching, you know, like bells and raisins.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, oh, I'm so, like, that's, you can only do that in animation.
That's it, yeah.
Obviously, you have animals as well, but you see that a lot, whereas stuff like that is less, it's less common now, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't see raisins walking around day to day either, do you? That's not a thing. You know, you see the odd animal. But, you know, you never see a bell, an anthropomorphic bell,
just
hitting itself in order to make the noise.
And it takes more thought, doesn't it, to think what would a bell be like if it was alive? Yeah.
And they were all pretty hilarious, to be honest. And to have Quasimodo as the conductor as well was
it was a good little sketch, wasn't it?
Mm. That one was pretty fun.
Yeah. I don't know, the camel one.
Yeah.
A bit too scary.
Yeah, I'm sure that was nightmarish for you.
For those who don't know, I'm not a fan of camels. Too scary. I imagine everyone listening is probably like, yeah, that makes sense.
Everyone's in agreement. Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, they're so scary.
That's what all those downvotes on IMDb before were like, yeah, that camel bit was frightening. Too much of that. But they don't really do anything for me. Although I did find the camels quite fun.
But I think after the first time,
yeah, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah,
it was a bit like this. I was a bit, because obviously it's the first one.
Yeah.
I was a bit like, oh, this is going to be a bit boring, isn't it? But it quickly picked up.
It did, yeah.
I would say. Was the Carol of the Bells second?
I think so, yeah.
That's probably why. Well-paced. They knew knew the strengths.
Yeah.
It was hit and miss, I would say.
Mm. I think it looked nice, no matter what was really going on. Like, it was, you know, they presented it quite well. Because I wasn't a big fan of the one, I don't even know what song it was, but there was one where it was kind of constantly zooming into a Christmas tree. It looked really cool. Like, yeah, I wasn't, but the song was like, whatever. But like, it was really nice to watch.
It was just like, yeah, I don't remember what the song was, but it was just a cool idea for an animation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was.
So it was just like a Christmas tree, and then there would be a little house ornament, and it would zoom into that, and then you'd see.
There was like a world inside of that.
Yeah, and what everyone was doing at Christmas and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, that was an interesting one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and looked like a lot of effort as well.
Like,
as it was happening, I was like, oh, this was a real. They've gone to some great lengths to do.
And that's what it did feel like. It's like one of those showcase kind of pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
For animation, which you tend to get a lot when the medium's a bit like fresher.
Mm.
So obviously, stop motion. I mean, stop motion's nothing new at this point, but it's still advancing.
Yeah.
So. You get like look what we can do with this, look how nice this looks and such.
And I think a bit of, like, one of the strongest points on this was that I found the two presenters to be quite hilarious as well. Like, they were...
They were actually good. Like,
they were really good, yeah.
Usually in this case, those bits you're like, ugh.
Yeah, can we go to the next thing, please? It was like every time it cut back to him, I was like, oh yeah, these guys are well funny together.
Yeah, and the Wassel stuff was actually funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that could have easily just been a recurring bad joke.
Mm.
But it was like, yeah, what is a Wassel? I mean, I've never heard the Wassel song.
No, I keep seeing it more recently, actually, weirdly.
Obviously, it's because this is the 35th year of...
they're bringing it back.
Claymation Christmas. So, But yeah, I liked the whole Wasseling thing. It did make me laugh. And those guys were funny as well.
Yeah, yeah. But they'd done a really good job of making them like the leads. Like, they were really cool. Because it seemed like kind of normal presenters at first. You're like, oh, okay. Like, these are very kind of like...
It's like, oh, dinosaurs. Cool.
Yeah, but then they're dinosaurs, yeah. And you're like, yeah, but the way they presented it, very, very, felt very classic. Added to like a classic kind of feel to the whole show, I think. It was like,
What's so good, like, the fact that they are dinosaurs,
yeah,
just puts an absolute timestamp on it.
Yeah.
You know, late 80s, early 90s, everything had dinosaurs in.
Yeah.
And it just took me back to, like, watching the Flintstones movie and, you know, that kind of era.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a really nice, unexpected nostalgic touch as well, having dinosaurs in it. Don't know why, but...
I know just what you
really,
mean.
Yeah, it just took me back. I think it was like their vivid colours as well.
Yeah, they were cool. They did look cool, both of them. What other than obviously the camels?
Yes.
What didn't you like about it?
There wasn't a lot, to be honest. I did quite enjoy it, and I thought, like I say at the start, I thought, oh, this is going to be a bit dull, maybe, like with that first clip. And some of them were a bit. It was up and down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was one, the stained glass window one that wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But the song was quite good.
Mm.
So it kind of made up for it. I wasn't really sure what was going on with the animation, to be honest.
Yeah, it was very, like, just kind of wild, wasn't it, that bit?
It was just a bit like, these are pictures.
Mm.
Felt like a slideshow, really. But like I say, the song was, like, I really enjoyed the song on that one.
Yeah.
I guess the thing that is hard to separate is nostalgia. Obviously, I didn't watch this when I was younger, but there's definitely a feeling of the time.
Mm.
It did remind me of being younger. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I know that'll cloud the judgment. But I will say it didn't feel long. Like, it was 24 minutes, which I know is not a long time, but sometimes you watch things this length and you're like, oh my days, I wish this was 10
minutes.
This is so long. Which this could have easily been with it being just essentially sketches to music, but it didn't ever feel long. And I was actually I wanted to get another one in before it ended. Like, I want to mind it, like, because it kind of goes to a commercial break, then comes back, but doesn't play another one. It just says bye.
Yeah.
Which is really disappointing. And I imagine even more so if you are watching it.
Oh, yeah. The classic TV. American breaks where it's like they come back only to leave.
Only to say goodbye.
And then they start the next show up and then
like,
why do you do it like that, guys?
Come
on. Come on.
Could have done without this.
Yeah.
Wassling about. But they did add another wassle joke at the end. So
yeah,
I suppose you can always have that. But yeah, was there anything you didn't like?
I don't think there was, actually. Like, as it started, it felt so old. It was like, this is going to be real hard going. You know, you could tell it was from an era that had sort of passed. But it quickly, like, I think the fact that the presenters were, like, very likable and they just bounced quite well. Like, the conflict between them was quite fun. And then the fact that it just cut to these little segments and stuff that were really just, you know, over in a couple of minutes. I think the pace of it just really picked up. And overall, it was, you know, there wasn't really anything to be upset about, because if there wasn't anything you liked, it was over in like a minute. So, you know, nothing overstayed its welcome, I don't think. And then there were bits as well, like I say, that I did really laugh at, like the Carol of the Bells one. I was chuckling to that. That was quite good.
They just looked funny, didn't they?
Yeah, and like the one bell that was like, you know, problematic. He was fun. Like, he kept pulling some real fun faces.
And then, it was like classic cartoon, really, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
You know, a great idea. You know, they'd really thought about everything they were making and such. So, like, you know, it really worked.
Yeah, okay. You know, there was a lot of character in everyone, wasn't there? I think that was a good part of it. Yeah.
All right then. Well, we've discussed it enough, I think. Let's move on. Let's give our final reviews.
And now for a special Christmas birthday message from the lesser known Californian Grapes.
Hey man, I heard it's someone's birthday today.
What? You know what we gotta do?
We gotta sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy Christmas to you.
Happy birthday, Christmas, Will Vinton, a Christmas cremation Christmas celebration.
Happy Christmas
birthday to you.
Well, that sounded great to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a three-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up, California Raisins Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd all be watching it. I know it. Thumbs down, Camels.
Ah.
Too spooky. It's not Halloween. Come on.
The demons of the desert.
Too spooky. And shaky middle. Dinosaurs celebrating Christmas. Strange concept.
Yeah.
But hey, I'll go with it. So yeah. Up, down, in the middle.
Yeah.
Essentially, very easy, very straightforward, as always. So, Will Vinton's Acclaimation Christmas Celebration. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think the claymation side of it, top quality. Solid, some solid claymation there. And I did really appreciate the fact that it was a lot more fun and less old than I was expecting, just in tone. I think, you know, they really tried to keep it fun, and I mean, you can tell that this would be enjoyed by kids. You know, it's quick bursts of things, and you know, it's silly kind of humor sometimes, but you know, a lot of it is kind of universal humor. It's that kind of stuff. Some of it, it's, you know, no dialogue. You know, it's just characters doing things, and you're watching them react with each other in a very cartoony way. That's always, you know, it's always fun, and you know, that stuff doesn't really get old when it's done right. I enjoyed, you know, most of this, even the songs that I wasn't like big on. It was like, well, there was always something nice visual to kind of go along with it. So yeah, I don't really have a bad thing to say about this. If anything, it made me want to watch more claymation stuff, because there was kind of a really kind of cozy vibe about this, and also felt more Christmassy than some of the stuff I've watched before. So, yeah, in total, I think this yeah, I'm kind of upset that I didn't grow up on this to a degree. You know, I've not witnessed this before, but I'm glad I have now. So for me, it's going to be a Big Willy style thumbs up.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Merry
Christmas. Merry birthday Christmas to you, Will Vinton's claymation.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so a thumbs up there. I also did enjoy watching this. And again, I can definitely agree with that thing. Kind of wish I'd watched it when I was younger, in a way, because I think I would have loved it as a kid. Any sort of claymation stuff was always welcome on TV, but it does, you know, it's not something, I don't think I'd watch it every year. It's not something I'm like, oh yes, this is a new Christmas staple. But equally, if someone put it on, I wouldn't be like, ugh, again.
Yeah,
you know, I'd happily have it on in the background. It's weird because it's not really got, like, obviously it's not got a story to it. So you're not, it doesn't hook you in that way, but it still does get you, and you're kind of interested to see what happens. And I think in a way that's kind of good for a Christmas special. You know, they played it back to back with the Garfield Christmas special every year. You can kind of see why. You've got one with a nice story, and the other is just a bit of fun Christmas. Nice stuff to have. It would be something good to have on while you're decorating.
Yeah.
You know, in the background, particularly if you had kids. But yeah, I mean, bit hit and miss on the sketches, so to speak. Some were quite forgettable, but some were really good. And all of them, you could tell that, at least in as far as the animation and characters and thought went, they really did try to put something into it. And even the ones that weren't so good had the odd, like, little funny gag in there that, you know, would make you go, oh, that's actually pretty funny. So they had thought a lot about it, and they even had a really good ongoing joke in the Wassail. So who couldn't enjoy that? So yeah, I too am a thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
Get that.
We have had a Merry Christmas.
Oh, you really have. Yeah.
Whatever happens, obviously next week is our New Year's special. So, but we can at least know that all the Christmas episodes this year have been absolute Christmas crackers.
Yeah. Yeah. A real contrast to what usually happens when we get around to this time of year.
It's taken, what, 4 years?
Yeah, you know. You live and you learn.
Four Christmases. And we finally got. Has it been four Christmas or five?
Possibly, I think about four. Yeah,
four. Yeah. So there you go. We finally hit a golden streak. Yeah. So hopefully, New Year's will just top us off there. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget, we have a merchandise store where you can get all sorts of, I guess, last minute Christmas goodies. For the Toon Jam fan out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, just maybe for yourself in the new year. Get yourself some hilarious Toon Jam themed t-shirts and such like that. You can head over there. It's bit.ly/Toon Jam Shop. And again, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, Merry Christmas. Happy Wassails.
Merry Wassails. Merry Wassails to you all.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.